I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
First, we go to Massapequa, New York, and an IHOP restaurant where a waitress is accused of pulling a knife on some of the diners after they complained about bad service. Well, if she gets fired from IHOP, you know where she can go get a job, John. You can just go down to the Waffle House, probably be promoted to manager.
I bet that's where she learned her skills. I bet she started at the Waffle House. And you know, there's probably a thing. If you get hired at the IHOP and you worked at the Waffle House, where they have to, what they have to do is deprogram you of everything that you learned at the Waffle House.
Probably so. We do it different over here. We don't pull knives on the customers. Deprogramming, I think, is a good idea. The waitress is being charged with menacing. The woman says, yeah, we went into the IHOP.
That's required at the Waffle House for their waitresses.
The man, the woman, two small children, and they're in there. And then they complain to the manager about some bad service. And then the manager, they say, asked them to leave. And so then as they're walking out, one of the staff makes a snarky comment about the couple's kids. And then that's when they go back in, hey, you know, you can talk to me, but don't you be talking about my kids. And that's when they say all the wait staff engulfed us. They all gathered around, one of them pulling a knife. Here's the dad.
She had a little bit of an attitude from the beginning. And I took it as it's early morning. I'm not really in my best in early in the morning. I know threats. And what we did was just inquire. Although my voice was raised, you're right. But a threat is 15 against one.
Yeah, the whole staff.
Wow.
15 of them surrounding the family. One of them pulls out the knife. Another employee says, yeah, well, you know, this thing was all caught on surveillance video. Some of the other people that were dining in the restaurant go, it wasn't really like that. Nonetheless, IHOP released a statement. Says multiple employees reacted to what they viewed as an immediate threat to their personal safety. And so the situation was difficult for everyone to imagine. We wish the outcome had been different. I don't know if that says she pulled the knife or she didn't. We wish the outcome was different.
Well, but I think you're right. I think Waffle House sees this, and they hire this woman immediately. They give her the Kevlar apron, and they put her to work right away.
You're hired.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
Oh, we're going to be on Whidbey Island Tuesday. It's stop number 2 in our 5 counties in 5 days tour.
Mobile Music.
Island County in Oak Harbor. Mobile Music from 3 until 6. I believe they're on Goldie Street, and I think that street has popped up a time or two in Whidbey Island 911.
It has.
It's Whidbey Island 929 Tuesday with Brad and John. But let's go to the call sheet here and see what kind of trouble we've got on Whidbey Island. Tuesday, March 28th, 2:50 p.m., Eli Street. Someone called 911 to say there's a refrigerator in their yard. Wednesday, March 29th, 7:48 a.m., Highway 20. A 911 call came in from someone who says they drove past a car with an unrolled window and inside was a guy performing a lewd act.
And I stopped and looked in.
Thursday, March 30th, 11:08 a.m., Fidalgo Avenue. There's a guy with a steak knife in the dumpster.
Don't judge.
Saturday, April 1st, 12:20 a.m., Oak Harbor Street. A woman called 9- April 1st, 12:20 a.m., Oak Harbor Street. A woman called 911 reporting her old roommate keeps phoning her and then calling her names. Saturday, April 1st, 8:55 a.m., Highway 20 Business. Some 50-year-old guy was dancing in front of the business, and now he's trying to climb over a fence.
That probably is a warranted emergency call.
Monday, April 3rd, 8:46 a.m., Bayshore Drive. A lady has three stray guinea pigs on her property.
Oh, the destruction. Yeah.
And finally, we have a legitimate Whidbey Island 911 call here. Monday, April 3rd, 3 p.m., Erie Street. A guy reported that a man stole his bottle of Fireball.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.
Hope they're hot on the trail.